I'm standing here amidst the ruins of ancient Corinth. It once was a bustling city back in the first century. St. Paul came here and established a Christian community, and he wrote some extraordinary letters to this Christian church. The first letter of Paul to the Corinthians contains so many essential themes. Think of the famous hymn to love from 1 Corinthians 13. He wrote that to this community, naming love as the essential dynamic of the Christian life. If I have faith enough to move mountains, there's a mountain just in front of me. Was Paul thinking of that when he wrote the letter? That's what's been in my mind. If I have faith enough to move that mountain but have not love, I'm nothing. If I have knowledge to rival the philosophers but have not love, I'm nothing. He wrote that to this community. He also was concerned about factions within the church he had founded. How contemporary that sounds, doesn't it? We continue to bicker among ourselves. Well, Paul worried about that in this church. He wrote brilliantly on the resurrection, the essential teaching of Christianity. He wrote that to this community. And he wrote about the Eucharist. Some of the first Christian theologizing about the meaning of the Eucharist was because people here in this town had concerns and questions. What I've been struck by is just that, how this place brings us back really to our own time. We're a Christian community. We wrestle with some of the same issues. We need to hear that same voice of St. Paul. I was very moved by the bema here. That's the rostrum where speakers would get up to address the crowd. Paul certainly spoke from that rostrum to people in this community. We listen still to Paul, don't we, on Sundays and weekdays when people say a reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans or the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. We hear his voice too. We need to hear it. Friends, please continue to follow us on the web as we finish up our journey here to Greece and Turkey. We're heading off to Athens tomorrow, then up to Philippi and Thessalonica. Please pray for us and know that we're praying for you. God bless you.